What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Taper's Barber Life, and we're back with another episode. We are live from Piedmont Park in Atlanta. You know, spring is almost here, so we're enjoying a little spring-like weather. Shout out to everybody who's been down with us from day one. Shout out to everybody who we had a chance to conversate with at the Bronner Brothers Hair Show. That was amazing. Amazing. So shout out to all my barber brothers and sisters. But today we are going to talk a little bit about what to do during a slow day. Today is a Wednesday, and Wednesdays are typically slow days. Now, slow days can be, it's relative to you and your shop. A slow day to you could be $200. That could be a slow day for you. Slow day to you could be $50. You know, slow day to you could be $400. So it's relative to you and your shop. But there are some things you should be doing during your slow days which will help you better master your schedule, master your craft as a master barber. One thing you should be doing during a slow day is cleaning and organizing. I know if I don't clean my station every night, I will be a mess. Your station should be spotless. It should be wiped down from top to bottom. Your clippers should be all, hair should be brushed out of all of them. You should be putting disinfectant on all your clippers, and they should be wiped down. Your combs should be in barberside, or they should be in a sanitized cabin, a UV sanitized cabin. So, you know, you should be cleaning and organizing. You need to set up your station. What I like to do is I set up my station as if it's going to be in a photo shoot. You heard of Better Homes magazine. Well, just imagine your station is going to be in Better Barber magazine. And that's how you would set up your station. Very organized, very clean, and very neat. Okay, so that is one thing you need to do. The next thing you need to do is inventory management. Now, this goes out to the barbers who sell products, which we all need to, but unfortunately, I wouldn't even say 20%. I'd say just about 10% of barbers sell products, and we need to sell more products. Why do we let Walmart and why do we let Sally get the money that we could easily be getting? You know, some of the things that you could be selling, pomade. You know, you find a good pomade that you like and get it wholesale. You could sell do-rags. You could sell sponge, curl sponges. You could sell brushes. You know, you could even sell combs. I know a lot of shops, the owner sells neck strips, you know, to his barbers. They rather buy one pack of neck strips rather than buy a box. Then, hey, you should be the one selling it to them. These are just some things that you can be selling as a barber. So first off, make sure in 2024, I need to see more barbers selling, products. Now, once you have these products, you need to do inventory. You need to check and see what you have. You need to organize them correctly. Another thing, which I actually got the idea from another shop, but another thing you can be doing is selling cold drinks. First of all, you need a decent refrigerator. Okay, one of those nice see-through small refrigerators where the client can see what you have for sale. You can sell bottled water, Gatorade. You can even have beer in there. You know, since the licensing laws for liquor is so strict, you can't sell liquor, but you can offer your client, you know, a beer after hours, you know, and you can offer your client a drink after hours. But for sale, Gatorade, water, juices, these are all things that, you know, you can put in your refrigerator. So you want to keep your refrigerator stocked. And on a slow day, this is a great day to do this. So you have products such as hair products such as curl sponges. Then you have products such as water and juices. Okay. The next thing that you should be doing during a slow day, and that is skill enhancement. You know, a lot of barbers feel like they are good or they are at the level that they want to be. But you should always be a student. You know what I mean? You should always want to learn, and you should always feel like there's somebody out there who can teach me something. So this is a good time for you to learn. This is a good time for you to watch a video on YouTube showing a technique that you're not familiar with. If it's straight hair, you should be watching videos on how to cut, you know, straight hair. If it's curly hair, kinky hair, and that's just code words for black or white or black or Latino. If you know what I mean, if it's straight hair, if it's curly or kinky hair, whatever you are not familiar with, you have YouTube University, which is a great way for you to learn. Now, I am an advocate for YouTube University. However, you have to actually get out there and utilize what you learn, because when these barbers put these videos up, they are editing these videos. They're taking out a lot of steps. So they're giving you the basic skills and tools on how to do these particular cuts, but you have to get out there and do it. And a good way to practice that is to go to your local homeless shelter, and you can practice particular cuts. Now, that may sound bad that you're practicing on homeless people, but the thing about it, they just want a good cut. They just want a cut, period. You know, they are happy that you're there. They're happy that you're cleaning them up. So, you know, you can actually go there and say, hey, you mind if I try this particular cut on you? And if it doesn't work, you know, just switch it up. Okay. Promotions and marketing. Okay, this is the fourth thing you should be doing on a slow day. Promotions and marketing, and actually, it might go up to number one, to be honest with you. You need to be updating your social media platforms. You know, there's no reason why I go on your Instagram or your Twitter and you haven't posted anything in 30 days or 2 months. You have to post, and you have to post consistently. That is the only way people will be able to see you, your work. That's the only way potential customers can see you and your work. You know, as a barber, you never know when someone is searching for a barber. You know, they go on Instagram, they go on Google. You know, here's something you should try. Just imagine you have just moved to your city and you go on Instagram, and let's say you live in Austin, Texas, and you go on Instagram and you put in Austin, Texas barber. And if you are an Austin, Texas barber and your Instagram does not come up on the timeline as you scroll down, keep scrolling, and you don't see your picture, your name, then you need to start posting a lot more on your Instagram or on your Twitter, because social media is the way people search for things now. They do Google, of course, and that's another thing. Use Google. If you're in a particular city, Google, like I said, Austin, Texas barber, if you're in Austin, Texas. If you don't show up, you have work to do. You know what I mean? You have a lot of work to do. So make sure you are using promotion and marketing during your slow day. And we could even go back to the basics with our marketing by passing out flyers and business cards. You know what I mean? I don't know how many times I have gotten a client, a longtime client, by just walking into the gym or store and, you know, 20 people may say, no, I'm good. But that one person may say, I might check you out, you know. And sometimes they don't say that they're going to check you out, but they end up coming in to check you out. So marketing is very, very essential. I remember I came in on a Sunday, on a rare Sunday. You know, I was cleaning up and somebody came in the shop. You know, he asked for a cut and I was like, then something told me I might as well get him. So I gave him a cut. He loved it. He was new to the area. And he's like, man, I get my hair cut every week. I found my new barber. So I was like, wow. You know, so I have, just from me being there and reaching out, now I have somebody who's going to come every week. So make sure you guys are marketing and promoting yourself on your social media. So now these are just things we're doing during a slow day. The fifth thing is networking and community engagement. Networking and community engagement. Now, this is something that I must admit that I'm a little weak in. I'm a little weak in this, but I'm going to make a conscious effort to do this. When you network in your community, that means you go to the churches. That means you go to the schools, community centers. Introduce yourself. You know what I mean? Say, hey, how you doing? I'm a barber. I'm on X Street. I just wanted to introduce myself. If you guys ever need a good barber, here's my card. I just wanted to let you know that I'm in your community and I'm available to service you. Very simple like that. You could maybe be invited to career day at a school. You may be asked to speak to the youth at a community center. There are definitely opportunities for you to introduce yourself as a barber. Any festivals in your community, you know what I mean? Nothing wrong with getting a booth at a festival, setting up a chair. Or you don't even have to cut that day. Just a little banner with your shop name on it and some business cards. That is a form of you networking in the community. So, you know, make sure you guys do these things that, you know, I suggested. And you will definitely get far. And your schedule will definitely fill up a lot faster than you think. So try those things. Now, I want to talk about some of the events coming up. This is going to be a crazy busy year. Crazy busy. The first event we got coming up, barber event. First of all, I remember when there was Bronner Brothers, there was Premier Orlando, Premier Birmingham. There was the San Juan Beauty Show. Bronner Brothers was twice a year. Premier was twice a year. San Juan. You had the IBS, New York, IBS, Las Vegas. These shows are still around, but there was a time when barbers did not get any love, believe it or not, if you're just entering the barber game. We did not get any love at these shows. And the love we got was so minuscule, but we took it because we were like, hey, we take whatever we get. So now here we are in 2024, and we have barber events almost every month. I mean, actually every month of the year. So let's start out next week, or the end of this week. We have the Major League Barber Niagara Falls Barber and Beauty Trade Show on March the 24th. That is sponsored by at Major League Barber. You can get information there, or you can go to at Niagara Falls Trade Show. And that is March the 24th. Shout out to my boys at Major League Barber. Okay, and then in April, we have the Five Star Barber and Beauty Expo in Austin, Texas. And that is on April the 14th. Okay, and more information at Five Star Barber Expo. And then the next week, we have the LV Trade Show in Las Vegas. The LV Trade Show, and that is on April the 20th. To the 21st in Las Vegas. And then we have the Super Bowl of all barber expos. That is the Connecticut Barber Expo. That is May 4th to the 6th at the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut. That's the Mohegan Sun Casino, May 4th through the 6th. That, more information at CT Barber Expo. And then after that, we have the Texas Barber Expo, and that is July 13th and 14th. Now, there's a gap, May and July. If you have a barber show between May and July, hit me up at MrTaper06 at Gmail. Let me know or DM me, because I know there's got to be a decent show in June and July, or early July. So hit me up and let me know. Okay, so like I said, the Texas Barber Expo, that's in San Antonio. That is July 13th and 14th. Shout out to my man. Oh, man, I can't remember his name. Damn, it'll come to me. But you can get more info at TX Barber Expo. That's July 13th and 14th. And then we have the NorCal Barber Expo. That is in Oakland, California. That's on July 21st. That's in Northern California. That's in Oakland. That might be a nice trip. Never been to Oakland. Never been to the Bay. I'm going to see if we can make that happen. And you can find information at NorCal Barber Expo. That's NorCal Barber Expo. Okay. And then in August, we have the Baltimore Barber Expo. That is August the 4th. And that's in the great city of Baltimore. And more information on that is at @BMore_Barber_Expo. The Baltimore Barber Expo, August the 4th. And then we have, we're going back to the West Coast, August 11th. We have the AZ Barber Expo. The AZ Barber Expo, August 11th. It goes down in Phoenix or Glendale. One of those. But anyway, check out at AZ Barber Expo. I think it's Glendale, at AZ Barber Expo for more information. August 11th, AZ Barber Expo. And then we are going, we stay on the West Coast, we're going to the Rumble in the Rockies. That's in Denver, Colorado, August 17th and 18th. I've missed the last two. I said I'm definitely going this year. I love Denver. I love the city. I love the festivities. And I love the 420 love that I get out there. So I'm definitely going to the Rumble in the Rockies in Denver, August 17th and 18th. You can get more information at Rumble_in_the_Rockies. Okay. And then we are going back to Las Vegas with the LV Barber Expo. And that is August 24th and the 25th. Okay, that's the big dog in Las Vegas. That's Jay Majors and Iced Out Barbers. They're doing that big event. That, and you can find information on that at LV Barber Expo, and that is August 24th to the 25th. Okay, and now we're getting down to the BarberCons. Now, the BarberCons, they're not in LA this year. I wish they were, but they're not. But they are, the first BarberCon is in Dallas, Texas, August the 25th. BarberCon, August 25th in Dallas, Texas. And this at BarberCon, BarberCon, at BarberCon. And then BarberCon Phoenix, October the 20th. Okay? So that's going to be a nice one in Phoenix. October the 20th for BarberCon. And then we're going to round it out. BarberCon Orlando, November the 17th, and that is going to be crazy. BarberCon Orlando, November the 17th. All right, I just gave you 13 shows. I need to see you at one of them. And when I do see you at one of them, I want you to come up to me and say, hey, bro, I saw you on YouTube. I saw you on whatever, or I listened to you on whatever podcast, and you convinced me to come to this show. Give me some love, and I'd appreciate it. All right, y'all, this is it for today. I want to thank God for blessing me, blessing my health, healing my body, and blessings to everybody out there. Mr. Taper, and I'll see you next time. Yeah.